More people are looking for work in Northeast Ohio. Stark County's June jobless rate increased to 3.7%, up from 3% in May, but below 5.1% in June 2025. Mahoning County reported the highest rate in the area at 4.6%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties rose to 3.9% and 4%, respectively. Portage County's rate climbed 3.7%. Ohio's overall unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%. An East Canton woman indicted by a Stark County grand jury after an infant died while attending an unlicensed in-home daycare. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio was booked into the county jail Tuesday on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. 8-month-old Grant Simmons became unresponsive March 10th while in her care. DiMarzio accused of operating a daycare that lacked proper safety measures, including safe sleeping arrangements, baby monitors, and CPR training. The judge ordered the daycare closed shortly after the child's death. The Highway Patrol investigating a single-vehicle crash in Carroll County that killed a 16-year-old passenger and seriously injured the driver. Troopers say 18-year-old Gage Craig of Bowerston was driving an SUV Tuesday morning on County Road 52 in Orange Township when the vehicle left the roadway, hit a ditch, went airborne, and crashed into an embankment. Craig was taken to Mercy Hospital. The passenger from Carrollton was pronounced dead at the scene. Their name has not been released. Neither occupant was wearing a seatbelt. Body of a missing man has been found. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office, Berlin Fire Department, and Ohio Department of Natural Resources were searching for Sean Miller of North Olmsted, who was last seen early Monday at the Berlin campgrounds on Bedell Road. WFMJ-TV reports Miller's body was found Tuesday morning at the boat dock. There was no word on a cause of death. Boats and drones were used in the search. Lyons police say a man pointed a gun at a family member and pulled the trigger. 65-year-old Anthony Nelson of Alliance was arrested Monday on South Liberty Avenue and is charged with felonious assault with a weapon and discharging a firearm. He's set to appear for arraignment today in municipal court. Nelson accused of demanding $500 before leaving the home and returning with a handgun. Police say the victim reported Nelson pointed the gun at him and pulled the trigger, but it failed to fire. The shot was later heard outside the home. Nelson was apprehended and booked into the Stark County Jail. Canton officials say adding more residents downtown could help boost businesses and revitalize the area. The city is studying the possibility of developing a 15-acre site north of the Sarta downtown bus station for future housing. The repository reports leaders are looking to hire a consulting firm to analyze what types of residential development the area can support. Officials say the project could help address the housing shortage, increase foot traffic, and keep downtown active after business hours. Road improvements moving forward in Washington Township. Trustees approved funding Monday for a joint project with the City of Alliance. The board approved $15,000 for an Ohio Public Works Commission grant to pave the township's portion of Linwood Avenue. The road department reported repairs to a washout on Churchill Avenue, a water leak on Denver Avenue, and a catch basin on Lawford Street. A Columbiana County judge has ruled a Salem man accused of sex crimes involving children is competent to stand trial. 58-year-old Mark Knight was found competent during a court hearing Monday. His attorney has since requested a sanity evaluation after filing a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. Knight and 40-year-old Jan McHenry are charged with rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition, allegedly involving two children over several years, both being held on $100,000 bonds. The Columbiana County Park District Board will hold an emergency meeting Thursday to fill a staff position. Board members will meet at 5:30 at the district offices in Lisbon to hire a new administrative assistant. The meeting follows the resignation of Mark Guy, who stepped down last Friday after being hired in February. Crews cleaning up after a tornado moved through parts of the Mahoning Valley Tuesday night. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado after it traveled from Youngstown's north side into Trumbull County around 6:40, with damage reported in the city's east side and areas near Hubbard. The storm brought down power lines, flipped a tractor near McGuffey Road, and left more than 2,400 First Energy customers without power. The Weather Service will survey damage today. No serious injuries were reported. $500,000 bond set for a man accused in a deadly shooting in Youngstown. 22-year-old Davion Alexander made his first appearance in Mahoning County Court Tuesday and pleaded not guilty to murder. Police allege Alexander fatally shot Kimani Johnson on the city's south side June 30th. Johnson was found with a gunshot wound to the head. Alexander was arrested with a handgun nearby. Ohio's largest law enforcement union endorsed Republican Senator John Husted for re-election Tuesday. The Fraternal Order of Police of Ohio, along with four other labor organizations, switched their support to Husted. While the Ohio FOP endorsed former Senator Sherrod Brown in 2012, he repeatedly opposed stronger border security measures, according to the press release, and alienated Ohio's law enforcement community. Ohio FOP President Jay McDonald noted the endorsement is for candidates who have supported law enforcement and fought back on the war on police.